This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Conte begins a new era.
Bergwijn round the goalkeeper. Bergwijn to win it. He has done.
Spurs are back with Antonio Conte. He is the greatest manager we've had.
He's coming underneath it. Heads it in brilliantly. And Burnley take the lead.
I came here to improve the situation. But at the moment, the situation is not improving.
Will you still be the manager on Saturday when I see you? Antonio?
Upsteps Kane. Hits it right footed. Sends Ragsdale the wrong way.
Spurs have won the top four race and they will play in the Champions League next season.
Tottenham's European dream ends with a whimper. Milan deserve to reach the quarterfinals.
And there it is! That's four seasons in a row. Spurs have lost in round five. Sheffield United 1, Spurs 0.
Tottenham, 3-1 up and cruising, have been pegged back in stoppage time.
They don't want to play under pressure. They don't want to play under stress. It's easy in this way. Tottenham's story is this. 20 years that there is the owner and never won something. But why?
Breaking news this morning, Antonio Conte has left Tottenham after 16 months by mutual consent.
An interesting way to go, one we will never forget. Probably one of the greatest moments in Premier League history, that's for sure. I enjoyed watching that one with popcorn. But Antonio Conte has left Spurs by mutual consent at the end of it all. And here to talk to us about it all is Spurs fan and podcaster Chris Cowlan. Afternoon to you, Chris. How are you?
Good afternoon. Yeah, a bit stressful. It's just a normal day supporting Spurs.
You're never going to catch a break, are you?
No.
How does it feel? I mean, not laughing, but how does it feel?
It honestly feels like it doesn't rain, it doesn't pour at Spurs. It's like a thunderstorm every single week at Tottenham. Honestly, I feel gutted that this appointment of Antonio Conte has not worked out. I can't quite believe that we've gone through the likes of Pochettino, Jose Mourinho, now Antonio Conte, and not been successful. We're still waiting for our first trophy in 15 years. It feels very, very frustrating. There have been so many poor decisions at board level since Pochettino was sacked in 2019. And when you go back and you look, we haven't had a manager in charge for a full season since Pochettino left, 2018-2019. We need to do things a lot more differently now. Things need to change. The next appointment needs to be absolutely right. It needs to be a project manager. We need to start from scratch because the fan base is in tatters right now. We've got 10 games to go in the Premier League. Yes, we're fourth, but it's going to be very, very hard to get a Champions League spot for next season for whoever is in charge.
Chris, I was speaking to a Spurs fan about this earlier on today. Would you, in a weird world, like to see, well, not like to see it, but drop down to, say, fifth this season or further, and then just focus on the summer being a complete rebuild with this new manager, whoever it may be, come into the club and literally start from scratch and only focus on the league ahead of you?
I think wherever we finish, whether it's in a Europa League spot or a Champions League spot, it's still very demanding on whoever is in charge. But we do need a rebuild. We need a plan. We need ambition. We need to show ambition on the pitch. Whoever does come in charge as the next manager, I believe now it needs to be a project, not another serial winner, because we've seen in Jose Mourinho and Antonio Conte, although they've won trophies everywhere they've gone and not at Tottenham, they're very demanding managers. If they've not got the right players at clubs, they want to bring the right players in. We've seen Antonio Conte say on two occasions with Jed Spence and Dan Juma that they were club signings and not his signings. To me, that is completely wrong, although that is modern-day football now. But I just feel that the manager, the coach at Spurs, the next one, needs to have a lot more control. And it just needs to be a project. Things need to be done differently. We cannot carry on keep switching managers every 16, 17, 18 months.
It's going to be tough, especially when Daniel Levy is going to continuously be in charge anyway. So this new person who comes in, who would that be who will make this massive change in your eyes?
It's a good question. I know a lot of people, a lot of Spurs fans are talking about Mauricio Pochettino coming back. Personally, I don't see the club doing it. I think there are pros and cons for it. If you did bring Pochettino back, you know, he is a fan's favourite. People absolutely adore him. It would please the majority of the fan base. It would certainly get the majority of the fan base back on the board side. Because as I've said, there's a lot of unhappy, frustrated people out there. I know a number of people are talking about Julian Nagelsmann as well, just left Bayern Munich. I don't know who the next manager should be. I'm not going to say who it should be because whoever it is, they need full backing. They need time. They need patience. You know, none of these managers, these previous managers have had that. Yes, we've spent money, but we've spent money in a really poor way. The recruitment hasn't been good enough. So I just feel that, you know, the club, the board, the owners, they're not going to sell up. But I think we all know that. That's why things need to be done in a different way. But getting a Champions League spot would be an absolute miracle, as Antonio Conte said. I think more realistic that Spurs would get a Europa League spot for next season. But whoever does come in charge, I want to see real intent of winning a trophy, because trophies are so overdue at the club. You know, we've got problems with Harry Kane as well, because, you know, when we go into the summer, he's going to go in the last year of his contract. What does he do? He's not won a single trophy at Tottenham, which is just unbelievable. You know, a player of his stature, and of course, just becoming the all-time England goal scorer, not won a trophy at Tottenham. I just cannot believe it.
I mean, it was bizarre, and it felt you were getting in like ever so slightly close to the season, and then obviously FA Cup happened as well. But I wanted to ask you, we spoke about Daniel Levy just earlier on in the show, and it feels like Simon Jordan had said it's easy to blame Daniel Levy if you're a Spurs fan just now for everything. Can you hold him accountable to everything, or do you blame more of the manager?
Of course, the players, as Antonio Conte said, had to take responsibility this season. They haven't been good enough. The manager has to take responsibility as well. And this is why it's a big problem. Players, manager, and at board level, the problems are throughout. At board level, now, when I go back to November 2019, Pochettino getting sacked. Now, we all know that he spent time away at Wembley Stadium. We had various problems. You know, we didn't move into the new stadium until April 2019. He had more than enough credit in the bank. He hadn't spent a penny in 518 days, took us to a Champions League final. In my opinion, I think that was a really, really poor decision, sacking Pochettino at that time, and he wasn't fully back. The fans, you know, truly believe that and are very frustrated about that. Of course, we then had Jose Mourinho. We sacked him 6 days before a cup final.
Yeah.
You know, a serial winner who's won trophies everywhere he's gone. For me, that was another poor decision. We then had to wait 72 days for a manager to come in. And then we brought in Nuno Espirito Santo, and the fans were promised fast attacking, you know, forward thinking football that wasn't under Nuno Espirito Santo. So when Antonio Conte came in, a lot of us, including me, thought, finally, we've got another serial winner in here. This guy is going to be given the time. He's going to be given the tools. You don't bring like someone like Antonio Conte in and not give him what he wants. Fair enough. Conte has probably been backed more than any other manager in recent times. But when you go back to that Pochettino era, if only we had backed him, things could have been very, very different. So I understand some of what Simon Jordan said, but I think that the board do need to look at some of these decisions. That's why I'm saying that this summer is another huge decision that we need to get right.
Who do you want? Who's your guy?
Or gal? I think now it has to be a young manager, someone who's very hungry, someone who wants the project, and someone who is going to be around for a few years.
Yeah. Are you saying Nagelsmann?
Perhaps, yeah.
Okay, that's fine, Chris. You're allowed to feel that way. I feel like you're scared to say it. I mean, he will be an interesting appointment, and so much of the media speaking about Nagelsmann as well, saying that he's a really interesting character. And then also, it's like probably not what you want when you match Daniel Levy. But you know, Conte is also that character as well. It's a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah. No, the reason why I'm not giving you a name is because I just feel that whoever has that job interview, they need to ask 101 questions and get the assurances from the club of what they can and can't do. And I just feel that the next appointment just has to be right.
Well, I'm hopeful it all goes well for you from here on in. Chris Cowland, by the way, I know you've heard this 100 times, but you're so weirdly like Maurizio Pochettino, it's frightening. I've been Googling you.
Thank you.
Google Chris if you haven't already. Chris Cowland. Oh my goodness, it's like his long lost brother. Maybe you can get the job. Chris Cowland, thank you very much. Spurs fan and podcaster, you're listening to The Social on TalkSport 2. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the WSL.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.